Welcome to the Make Disciples podcast, a short weekly podcast where we will share topics, ideas, and resources useful to you in your effort to follow Jesus as a disciple. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Make Disciples podcast. My name is Dan Rober, and joining me in the podcast studio for the first time is one of our members here at Wildwood, Ellen Hicks. Ellen, how are you?
Absolutely wonderful.
So glad to have you here with us. And I get to see you frequently. You're a faithful presence on Sunday mornings and a number of days during the week for various ministries. But if someone doesn't know you, why don't you just introduce yourself? How long have you been at Wildwood? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I think I've probably been here about 7 years. I came at a transitional time for the church. Bob Evans was in the process of leaving, and David was in the process of coming. So I came in that interim time there. So however long David's been here, that's how long I've been here.
Okay. So yeah, right about 7 years.
Yeah.
Great. And you have gotten involved with a number of activities that were going on. And we get to hear about things like missions trips, and you participate in OFS.
Correct.
But today we're actually going to talk about the First Impressions team, because you are one of the people that is so faithful to help greet and direct people on Sunday mornings. But tell me, why did you get involved with the First Impressions team?
Why not?
That's a good answer. I like that.
I like being out there front. I want to see everybody that's coming in. I want them to see a smiling, welcoming face when they come in. You can kind of tell the people that haven't been here before or are not familiar.
Yeah.
You know, they're walking in, they're kind of looking around, you know, and you can kind of pick up on whether they know where they're going or what they're looking for or whatever. But I like to be out there. I want to know who's coming, who's going. I want to just interact with people. That's just the way I am.
Yeah. And so not only are you involved with that, but you're frequently at our hub where you get to give people information and all that. And I think some people would find that to be, well, intimidating. They may look at it and say, oh, I just don't know all the answers. So what would you tell someone if they wanted them to
know all the answers?
Okay.
I was a teacher for a while, and I think the most important answer you can give people is, I don't know what the answer is, but let's find out. So I don't know all the answers at the hub. Every Sunday, it kind of changes. Half the time, I don't know where things are. But you just have to, you know, say, if you'll just give me a minute, I can find someone who does know.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're there that Sunday, because then you can answer my question.
And I'm probably around there as well. And that's an important point, because if you're doing any work here, but especially things like the hub, there's always a support network. There's people around to assist one another.
And there's always some kind of new gadget up front and some directional sign or something, you know. There's been a lot of thought and provision made for the hub. So we have a lot of tools. It's just, I don't always know how to access it. So I'm glad to know there's always someone I can ask to help me.
Yeah. And happy to provide that resource to people. And we found that it's important because, like you said, there are people who come into our church practically every Sunday who are new or who don't know their way around. And so it's important to say, if you have questions, and some weeks there might not be many people, and some weeks there may be a lot of people, but we just have the ability to say, here's where we want to be able to help you. Is that fair?
Yes. And it's been progressive, because I've noticed, like in the beginning, people would ask questions about like Sunday school classes, what classes are available, and schedules and all that. So I've watched at the hub as we've had printed out things come out that now have all that stuff listed for us, so I don't have to go looking for it. You know, it's right there. So it's been a progressive development, you know. So as the needs have arisen there at the hub, there have been resources provided for us to answer that. So, you know, like having a list of the Sunday school classes that are available are great. You know, knowing the schedule for church, you know, all of that. That's very important up there, because those are usually the most common questions we get asked. That and childcare. And I just point them down the hall.
That's a big question, right? Childcare. Yeah. And I know you've experienced this as well, where when someone comes in for the first time and maybe they don't know where to go, we can just walk with them and chat with them, learn a little bit more about them, and just make them feel welcome in our church facility.
And it doesn't matter what door they come in, because, you know, when I get here on the days that I'm supposed to be at the Hub, I go through and make sure that all the doors are covered. And it's been really exciting because we have new people that have been volunteering. So they're new faces for me, too. And Cassie does a really good job of sending out the email ahead of time, so I know who's supposed to be where, you know, what spots are open. And a lot of times I'll have someone come up and say, hey, I'm here. You need something covered? And I know, you know, where to put them if there's a spot that's open. And that way I also have, you know, if someone comes and they need to find a way to a Sunday school room for a child or child care, I can, you know, at least walk them down to the door down by the library, and someone can take it from there and escort them over to where they can find what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point, is that all the doors, ideally on a Sunday morning, will have someone welcoming, so that you can't get into our church without a friendly smile
Absolutely.
And a handshake, some sort of
yes,
greeting.
Yes. Yeah.
And that may also be an easier entry point for some people, because they may hear about the Hub and say, I just don't know what to say here. But everyone can smile.
Absolutely.
Everyone can open a door and provide a greeting for someone.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's say that someone's hearing our conversation here and says, huh, that's something that I could do. Well, what is my next step? So what would someone have to do if they wanted to be involved in the First Impressions team?
I think they would reach out to Cassie. Cassie's in charge. The easiest thing to do is just call the church office and say, this is what I want to do. Point me in the right direction. And Brooke would be really good about doing that. But Cassie Dirks is in charge of scheduling. You can also talk to anybody that is at one of the doors and say, hey, I wouldn't mind doing this, you know, and they could also help answer the question and point them in the right direction. And I've had people the last two Sundays come up and say, hey, I'm here. Do you need extra coverage? Which is really nice.
Yeah. And we can always use extra coverage.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not at the door, it's like, well, go say hi to some people in the sanctuary.
Walk in the sanctuary and float, you know? That's what we call our floaters. They go in the sanctuary and they just greet people.
Which is a wonderful thing to do. And so if people do want to get involved, that's absolutely right. Talk to Cassie Dirks. I'll even give her email address. It's cdirks, D-I-R-K-S, at wildwoodtlh.com. And she can point you in the right direction. We should also note that for some people, you're here very frequently, almost every week. But for some people, this is a once a month, once every other month thing. And so it really just depends on an individual schedule, right? So based
Correct.
On when you're available to do
Absolutely.
It.
And Cassie will send out an email at the beginning of the month or toward the end of the month and say, hey, I'm getting ready to put the schedule together for next month. Tell me when you're not here or if there's any dates we need to accommodate. So it works for anything. If you just want to go once a month, you can do that.
Yeah, that would be great. And I'll just add one more thing to that. My personal favorite thing is when I see families there, because I see parents and their kids standing at the door together and they're doing the whole greeting thing together. And it's just encouraging me to see the whole family get involved.
It's also very entertaining.
Yes.
The kids really get into it.
Well, this is just one way that people can serve our community, and that's so important. That's what we're talking about all season here, is saying that we can all serve one another here. And as we consider our move to Northside Community Center, that's our goal. It's to be of service, whether it's at the community center or on a typical Sunday morning by showing a smiling face and a warm handshake. So thank you, Ellen, for all the work that you do.
You're
with that.
Absolutely welcome. And it's a wonderful way to get to know the other people at church. Look for a face that you don't recognize. I know we do that during the service, but we have more time before and after service. If there's somebody that you don't know, go say hey. Yeah. Go say hi. It's very simple.
And you can do that even without being part of the First Impressions.
Absolutely.
Team. I love it. Well, thank you, Ellen, for joining us for this episode, and to our listeners as well for joining us. And we'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us for the Make Disciples podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, leave a review, and spread the word. This podcast can be found in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This podcast is a ministry of Wildwood Church in Tallahassee, Florida. Please join us again for our next episode of Make Disciples.